Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the critically acclaimed sci-fi thriller Azimuthal by Gabriel Anthony Lopez, Gino and his friends embark on a journey inside the home solar system of Earth. Earth is currently experiencing seismic disruptions. Gino and his friends are currently based throughout the solar system, and Gino is at base with his father. Everything was good until the personnel on the base started to feel ill. During his training at the Planetary Defense for Geology and Geography, Gino and his friends learned how to navigate the Planetary Defense for Geology and Geography computer systems and have some fun. Gino, in turn, found out more about his father's life. Now Gino must step into his shoes to potentially save Earth from a cataclysm. Gabriel Anthony Lopez qualified for the Olympics in 2000 and 2014 in swimming. Graduated from Spring Hill College in Mobile, Alabama in 2006 with a Bachelor's of Science in International Studies. After qualifying for the Olympics in 2000 and graduating college, Anthony was off to teach in South Korea as an English as a second language teacher. He then took an around-the-world trip, started to act in Houston, Texas as a side job. Olympic athlete, actor, teacher, published author, Gabriel Anthony Lopez, author of Azimuthal, is our guest on This Week in America. Anthony, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Pleasure to have you too. Thank you.
It is our pleasure. A lot to talk about here. A wonderful job with this book. What inspired you for the book Azimuthal? Where did this idea come from?
The idea actually came from when I was originally approached to publish a book. I managed to somehow take some classes at New Mexico State University in geographic information science and cartography, and that was at the beginning of 2020. And then as I got more accustomed to writing and storytelling, I decided to write a book that had to do with geology and geography. And I'd always had an interest in science, and I had some inspirational teachers and experiences, and it all just kind of started to evolve into a story.
And a great story it is. The book is receiving rave reviews. The book is on Anthony's website. His website is anthonylbooks.com. Also find a great writersmedia.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places. We'll have it on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about the main characters you've developed for the book Azimuthal. Who are some of the characters?
There's Gino, Ignacio, and Kokoro are the main characters. And Gino is the main character, and he has his father, Krev. And just like the synopsis says, you know, they're on a space station orbiting Earth, and there's Gino and his friends. And as news reaches them of what's happening on Earth, you know, their relationship evolves, and the journey of Gino evolves how he became stronger as a person as a result of all the events at the beginning of the book. And, you know, so.
Well, yeah, and it moves so rapidly. Talk about writing this book. How long did it take you to write Azimuthal?
It took me about 3 months to write. About 3 months to write and about 2 months to publish it. So to get everything squared away with it.
Yeah, and now it's out there and it's doing quite well. The book, I'm going to spell it for you. Azimuthal is Azimuthal. Gabriel Anthony Lopez, the author and our guest on the program. His website is anthonylbooks.com. The book actually comes in three formats and we will talk about that as well. Anthony, talk a little bit about the story in writing this, because it's a book you literally can't put down. Sometimes you read a book and like, I can take a break here. I'm not going to miss anything. If you put it down, you're going to miss something. It's a lightning pace. Talk about the writing style that you have of moving the story along, because it's a pleasure to read.
Yes, three of the books have been reviewed, and when I first submitted the book to be published and reviewed, you know, I'm a first time, well, second, I guess technically maybe second time author, but first time author, you know, all together in general. But I wasn't expecting yet, but it was pretty exciting to get the review. The way I somehow managed and how the story evolved was that, like, they said lightning pace, kind of more like it was in between like developing from a book to a script, or it's like more of a book to movie kind of book, a book that's meant more like for a movie that the pace is so good and so entertaining.
It's so vividly written, and you've mentioned the pace. Is there any talk of making this into a movie?
Actually, I'm talking to some of my, actually the first, I think we'll get to that in this interview. My first book, The Last of Charybdis, was up for, to be made into a movie. I think it's up to the publisher and my agents to see if it'll be up for a movie. But as far as the review, they were saying, like, why hasn't it been made into a movie yet? So, yeah, I've had several offers about some of my books being made into a movie.
You have this way of writing that jumps off the page. It's very visual. It captures the reader's attention. We can see the story play out as we're reading. This book is Azimuthal. The author is our guest, Gabriel Anthony Lopez. His website, anthonylbooks.com. We'll talk about his other books here as we go through the conversation. All those you'll find on his website. You can order books there as well, and his books, of course, available at the usual places. I mentioned you've got three versions of this book. You've got English, Spanish, and a bilingual edition. Talk about the thinking of making it available in those three formats.
Yeah, I got inspired about releasing the books in Spanish and the bilingual. I'm from a Mexican background, and I was interested in releasing it to a Spanish-speaking and a Spanish-English audience. And I'm just from a way to connect with the community more, that they have access to books, you know, access more to education to connect with them. So I managed to do that. And also, you know, it'd be interesting to see how that goes into the movie industry, you know, a movie in Spanish or have it in English and Spanish. You know, the publisher was so excited to publish it in Spanish and Spanish and English.
And I certainly can understand that. And available in all formats, of course, on Anthony's website. You'll find it as well at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, greatwritersmedia.com, all of those places. And link on directly to Anthony's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. This is an entertaining story. It moves along, as they said, at a lightning pace. Talk about the themes, the morals of this, because you really, there's some substance to the story too, as well as just the sci-fi action.
Yes, the moral of the story, it's more of a coming of, like the genre, the more specific genre is the coming of age story. And the moral of the story is how friendship can conquer any hardship. And, you know, as the beginning of the book is a pretty big, you know, exposition, a pretty big what's going on, which caught the publisher's attention, everything. But as the story develops, it goes into how Kuro gets stronger as a person and his friends as well, and goes through all this hardship in the book.
When you started out writing, I want to talk a little bit about the writing process. Did you have these characters clearly defined in your mind, and you know the storyboard, the outline, where you knew where the story was going to go, or did it sort of the characters and the story develop as you were in the writing process?
Actually, the publisher is pretty thorough. Like you submit a outline and you submit the whole draft. So when I was writing, when I was the first approach for a book, like it's, you know, I guess some authors, they develop the characters to write, but I clearly, you know, I take down notes and, you know, I took writing classes in college, like my college was specifically focused on writing. So I did the outline and wove them into as the publisher wanted, but I wove them into the story.
And it works for you doing it that way. That's interesting. How much fun was it creating these characters and creating this world that unfolds in the book Azimuthal? How much fun was this, creating this fiction?
Well, yeah, when I first approached writing, you know, it's like really, I mean, once you get into writing, it's really entertaining and fun.
Yes.
And once you get into I guess a specific topic like world building, imagining and building your world. That's really fun, and even though it's a challenge, it's fun to build this entire world that, you know, how technical and how the history behind writing and stuff and how that all evolved and how that involves you is just all really fascinating and entertaining.
And you've done wonderful
job. Just a writer in itself.
Yeah, in bringing this world to life, you can see that as you're reading the book as a Muthal. That's AZIMUTHAL. If you're Googling, you'll find the book available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to Anthony's website, which is anthonylbooks.com. Books is plural. We mentioned that before. What are some of the other books that you've written?
Some of the other books I've written was The Last Son of Charybdis and While Half the World is Sleeping and Signs of the Enigma.
And let's talk about these. The Last Son, what was the inspiration for writing that book?
The inspiration was at the very beginning I was approached to if I wanted to publish a book. And that was at the beginning of the COVID pandemic when we had nothing but else to do. There was the lockdown and everything. And so that took a while actually to write because it was my first one. So it took about 4 or 5 months, and it's a coming of age story, and it was just interesting to get, I never actually had put what I learned in high school and college to use yet with creative writing, and I was the editor-in-chief of my high school newspaper, so I wasn't putting those skills to use, but with this opportunity I did, and the story just evolved, and it was, again, I had a great time writing the story. And the publisher had a great time hearing about the book. So just with a little bit of research in my imagination, again, that was my first try. It was like the first hole-in-one to get with golf course. I got a movie offer for my first book. So
that is just amazing and a testament to the talent that that Anthony has, Gabriel Anthony Lopez. It's interesting. This background that you've had in writing, when did you become interested in writing and decide that, I've got some talent here. I enjoy doing this and I'm good at it. When did that happen?
Specifically in high school, as for electives, I took journalism and I was in newspaper. And as far as, before then, I was approached by some of the teachers, I was good, at storytelling, but I had other, I was a student at Excel that I was approached by NASA. So I have a whole other story with, just excelling in general. So mostly it took off in high school with big storytelling. And I happened to go to a college that you had to take courses that had to fulfill a writing requirement. So,
I love a good coming of age story. Even though I came of age multiple decades ago, it's still interesting and it's still fascinating to watch in the movies and to read in the books. And you've done that so well in your books. Now, the other book you mentioned, While Half the World is Sleeping, talk about the inspiration for that.
Yeah, the inspiration for that was to tell a futuristic love story. And that was, again, was there any time in my writing that I spontaneously wrote a book? I guess this book was one that I spontaneously wrote it. But again, I've had an interview with this book, and the interviewee really liked the book. And she said that was, for some reason, my writing, she was like, well, this also sounds like a movie, But so that was a compliment too. So it's just, that was another fun, spontaneous book to write.
A couple more movies here. You can be a streaming channel the way things are going. You've got the material there to do that. And again, these books available at Anthony's website. We'll give you that information as we go on here. And then the other, Signs of an Enigma. Talk about that. Again, the inspiration behind that.
The inspiration was it's a sequel to The Last Son of Charybdis. And it's gotten, so the universe of The Last Son of Charybdis kind of evolved more. And with the review, it got, the comment was it's more equivalent to the universe of Star Wars, and some of the villain specifically. So that was another fun that I got to, got to develop my world-building capabilities more. And the first review of Last Encrypted specifically, you know, they were very interested in the ancient lore, prophecies, and stuff, the richness of the culture being exposed in the first book and more in the second book. So,
with us on the program, Gabriel Anthony Lopez. We talked about While Half the World is Sleeping, and I didn't ask about the plot line of that. It's very intriguing. It's a great storyline you've got. Tell us about that for While Half the World is Sleeping.
The great thing about While Half the World is Sleeping was that it stands. It's a love story about a time in a futuristic part of Earth that deals with war and corporate intrigue and how love stands to conquer all, and how they go up against, you know, the debacle of, you know, falling in love and, you know, leading Earth with all these corporations when, you know, there's war going on, and how the moral dilemma, how you represent, you know, society and corporations while not getting involved in, you know, unethical behaviors. So
you've got some excellent books out there, as Anthony is describing them. The first one we're talking about, the main focus is As a Mutho, and we'll give you all the information on that as we go. But the other ones you'll find online as well. If you're doing Amazon, just click on the author's name and other books will come up, and you'll find them on Anthony's website, anthonylbooks.com, and, of course, link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What are you working on now? What's the next book that's coming out?
The next book I've been working on, the publisher has dubbed it the Charybdis series, so there's about 3 or 4 books in the making, and, I managed to apply to a master's program in creative writing, and, you know, just for marketing purposes, and just to be a more solid writer to go in that direction, so I've managed to take writing a bit more seriously. And, you know, I've had time on my hands, and, you know, I've developed, you know, a list of books I'd like to write. But the Charybdis series was the original book that I started out with that had the whole series and, you know, multiple books with it.
Yeah, that was the hole-in-one that got all this started for Anthony, and what an amazing journey that he's on with all of these books. What's this like pursuing this now in your life? I mean, you've been influenced with writing, and now you've got a writing career that's taking off. How much fun is this for you to follow one of your dreams, and that's being a published author?
Yes, it's fun, and helps me be spontaneous and, you know, practice skills that I was taught, and I finally found my, I guess, you know, the niche or whatever the powers that be may want.
Yes.
You, my niche in writing. But on the positive side, you know, that's, I did some research and asked my publisher, and, you know, it exposes me to, like, the Ivy League, like Harvard, Columbia, and stuff like that. You know, some writers don't get published until they're 40, or, you know, from the information out there from, like, Google, I started fairly early, and, you know, it's opened me up to a different, you know, a different opportunities with the schools up there too. And, you know, it's a good thing. It only goes so far before you don't necessarily have to have a degree, but, you know, it's good to expose yourself to that mindset.
Well, you've been doing this throughout your career, sort of opening yourself up to all these different worlds. Let's focus on the Olympics, qualifying for a couple of Olympic swimming teams. What was that like for you, and how did that shape who you are today?
It shaped me in a big way. I started swimming when I was 3, and I'd always been in swimming, and I was one of their better swimmers and the MVP in junior high. And finally, when I was 15, I managed to qualify for Olympic trials. And, you know, it was a big moment, like the first moment when you're 15 and,
wow,
you know, you're exposed to this different, you know, world about fame and the possibilities and stuff like that. So And the story behind that is I was thrilled, you know, to be picked, but, you know, I decided to pick academics and other pursuits, you know, other than swimming at the time. And then eventually, you know, I went to college and worked a bit and traveled. And then I came back to swimming. And again, I qualified for the Olympic trials and stuff. And, you know, it's an amazing thing to put on your resume and, you know, for marketing purposes. And, you know, it's just, it was so much part of my life that.
Well, it's a real door opener, isn't it? It's like, oh, okay, this is interesting. So it sets you apart from all of the others. And the fact that you've accomplished so much at a young age. And I love the off to South Korea, teaching English over there as a second language. What was that experience like? That's would be a dream for many people to go expose, you know, English in another country like that. What was that like as a learning experience for you, the teacher?
Yes, coming from a Mexican background, I've exposed somewhat to different cultures and stuff like that, but yes. I haven't been, you know, immersed into a different culture, you know, like completely. And I got a degree in international studies, and it was just a time to practice and a time to figure out, you know, if that was really for me. You know, all in all, it was just amazing and experience, you know, just, you know, be, you know, not to be hunkered down with anything, just be exposed to a different culture. So.
Well, what a life story. What a life that you've led and continuing to be a success with the published books that we've talked about, specifically As a Muthal, the new book, and that's spelled AZIMUTHAL. It's in three different versions, translated into English, Spanish, and there's a bilingual edition as well. Anthony's website, very simple, anthonylbooks.com. You'll also find this book and all of his other books at greatwritersmedia.com, amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, all of those. Keep up to date on the books that he's working on and be published soon, and to see when these will become movies, and all of this information on his website, anthonylbooks.com. Anthony, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the successes that you've had. Look forward to having you back to talk more with you. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program.
All right. Thank you very much.
It's been our pleasure. Gabriel Anthony Lopez. This book is As a Muthal, the book available at all the places books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. His website is anthonylbooks.com. All of this, of course, on our website. Our website is thisweekinamerica.us. And we continue on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.